This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Mishnayis li l'nishmas my father, Moshe Yitzchok ben Doiv, also l'schus kol chayli am Yisrael, also l'schus kol am Yisrael, especially those who are nesunim, b'tzaru v'shivya. We're up to Maseches Sanhedrin, Perik Tes Mishnehei. And we're talking about the Misois of Bezdin, and we were talking before about somebody who actually got the mishpat, he was judged to be killed for death. And now we're going to talk about some other cases that are interesting, different. Misha loko vishana, somebody who actually he did something that he was over the avera of, that was a kares. Now, if someone is over a avera of kares and he has edim, he's brought to Bezdin, he actually gets a malchus for it. So he got malchus. He did it once, he got malchus. He did it a second time, shana, and he got malchus a second time. And then he did the avera a third time. And now he's being brought to Bezdin, and Bezdin wants to know what to do with him. He's an avarian, he's doing it again and again. And he's doing an isser of something that he should be getting karis for. Now, karis is when Hashem kills him, isa b'dei shemayim. It's not up to Bezdin to kill him. But it seems from here that Bezdin is allowed to cause, begoyrim, that his death comes about. Misha loka v'shana, if he has done the avera three times, he did it twice, he got malchus, he's brought to Bezdin the third time, Bezdin machnisan oisu l'kipa. Bezdin brings him into a round holding pen. U'machilin oisu sa'orim ache kreso misbaka'as. And they starve him for a while so that his stomach should become much, much smaller. And then they feed him barley, which absorbs moisture and swells up greatly, and they feed him the barley together with some water, a lot of barley until his stomach explodes and he dies from that injury. Ha-hoireg, and we're going to see that first part that I just mentioned that was not in the Mishnah about that they starve him so that his stomach becomes smaller is going to now be mentioned in the second part of the Mishnah, and we're going to say that both of them have the same din of what they're done to him, but for some reason or another it was divided into the parts of the Mishnah. So ha-hoireg es ha-nefesh sholei beidim, someone who kills someone else. They know, they can prove that he did it, but they can't bring Edim. There was no, to be able to bring Edim to Bezdin that someone did something, it means also that they warned him to do it. So there was no Asra, there was no Edim that can come to Bezdin for it, but they know that he did it. Machnisin Oysu L'Kipa, they do the same thing. They bring him into this round holding cell, holding pen. U'machilin Oysoi, and they feed him, they first feed him Lechem Tsar, very small amounts of bread, umayim lachatz, and very small amounts of water, so that they're basically starving him, they're basically causing his stomach to shrink, and then the second part is, as we mentioned before in the Mishnah, that they then feed him barley and water until he explodes inside, the stomach explodes. Yashikayech, and have a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.